Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Thanksgiving! A time when we get together with people inside of our family that we see maybe only a couple times a year to argue, to whine, to moan, to eat and indulge ourselves, and yes, to watch football games and look at all of the ads for the Black Friday holiday extravaganza. What is Thanksgiving? Well, first of all, for a lot of people out there, Thanksgiving is an interesting thing. A younger generation has seen Thanksgiving as a genocidal holiday where genocide is committed upon Native Americans and their culture. It is seen as a white suppressive holiday. It is seen as a horrible thing to a lot of people out there. Well, I'm here to tell you, shut your pie hole. Shut your pie hole. I'm going to school you a bit today, kids, on the love that is Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving, by the way. I do. Eating turkey, watching football. Can you think of anything better? I don't know what you do for your Thanksgiving, but I do enjoy myself a turkey sandwich. Even while the meal is going on, every once in a while, I'll make myself a turkey sandwich in the middle of it. Because I like on the white bread. Boom. It's amazing. Everybody wonders about, you know, it's so funny. As I posted some on Facebook, you have a chance to go check it out. The whole thing about the white guilt, it drives me crazy. And I've seen it all over. I have seen it everywhere. I've seen it all over. It makes me laugh. This anger and disgust they have. And, oh, these pilgrims, they did this, and they came here, and they brought with them genocide and disease and this, that, and the other. First, let's just put ourselves in their shoes. Just for a second. All right? Because they taught us a lot of lessons those first few years. First and foremost, do you know why they came here? It was not because of religious persecution. I just want to let you guys in on something. The pilgrims had actually moved about 10 years earlier to Holland to escape religious persecution. They were living there, but they decided this isn't a place we want to bring up our kids, and hell, we can't make any money. It's tough here. So they decided to venture over here. Taking an adventure, by the way, and I use the word adventure loosely, because this is not the kind of adventure that you and I would think is a real adventure. These were real hardships on a hardship. It wasn't the good ship Lollipop they were on, kids. So they landed here, and they did the common good, if you will, the collective. They had this, like, social experiment, which is where everybody would kind of work for one another, and it would all go into essentially a common till that everybody got to draw from. And your works were done as such, you know. Some women would work for other wives' husbands. Some men would work for other, husbands, wives, and they would do certain. I mean, it was one of those things where everybody was pulling their own weight, but not really. Not really. The truth is that William Bradford and them realized after the first year or so, yeah, this isn't working. And they realized that long before that, but they thought it would maybe work here. But they saw that it failed in Holland, so they gave it one more go, and they realized it wasn't going to. Then he said, hey, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you all your own ye land, and you can have ye land fun with it. And you can keep it yourself. You can give some of ye away. You can sell some of ye. And that's what he did. So everybody got parcels of land. And what did they do? They slowly but surely started to turn things around. But that first, that first time when they met Squanto, they did all this stuff. I mean, it so gets blown out by so many people who don't even teach you why they really came here. Because many people think it was religious persecution. We're escaping the English. They're horrible. It wasn't. They were getting out of Holland. They thought Holland was, even now, even back then, they thought Holland was too permissive. That's no place to raise the kids, Holland. They got the green light districts. Back then, it was the Green Lantern districts, which is weird because the Green Lantern is a superhero. That's why they moved here. That's what they tried to do. They didn't realize they were bringing with them things that the natives would get sick off of. They didn't realize that. They weren't floating on the boat going, it'd be great if we had some sort of disease that would make all these people die. Because they didn't know. They were worried about how big was their buckles on their shoes and should it match the same size as the one on their hats. They were worried about whether or not this thing was going to get them to the shores that they were headed to. Quite frankly, they were ballsy. That's some cojones, right? That's some real deal stuff. But so many people on the left jump about and scream and yell and start to say it's about white suppression. It's about this. It's not about that. It's about a celebration of the things that we have in our life that is good. It's about a celebration of a lot of stuff we're thankful for. Yes, did things happen to the Indians? Let's not pretend they didn't. We all know it did. But we can move on from that and talk about the great things that have happened to our country since then. Well, Chad, the Indians are struggling. The Indians are struggling. And why is that? Why are they struggling? Can we point to one big issue? Oh, yeah, the government pretty much runs their lives. Hence the reason they struggle. By the way, there are several Indian tribes out there that have nothing to do with the United States government, refuse to live on any kind of land, and they do just fine. This was socialism's great experiment? No, this was what they thought was best at the time. Is it a failure in socialism? Absolutely. But the funny thing is, those same people who scream and yell at the people that came here and made that effort to get here because they couldn't make a living, it was a horrible place to bring up their children, are the same people that think everybody should we should have open borders because people are struggling and they can't make a living and it's a horrible place in their countries to bring up children. That makes me laugh. It does. The truth is, these people took a chance. They took a risk. They came over here. Stop with your white guilt. Take the safety pin off of your clothes and stop with your white guilt and your stupidity. My family, part of my family's Native American. They never bitch, whine, and moan, anything. They love turkey and they love celebrating. They didn't care. They didn't whine about it. They didn't bitch about it. I think we think that they all came over here with the intent to enslave everybody. No, they came over here because they were looking for opportunities. And that's what they did. They were looking for opportunity. It's okay for people to do that now? And you're fine with it? But back then, oh my God, that's wrong what you did. We have a country now. We should be welcoming to some people. And other people, we should look at them and think, are you here for the right reason? There's a lot the first Thanksgiving could teach us. There is. I'm sitting there laughing, though, when I see all these people who post stuff about genocide, about this, about that, about I don't get it. I've never in my life have ever woken up and think, oh my God, I feel so guilty for being me. I couldn't do it. I couldn't. I mean, I don't know how these people, I don't know how they live with themselves. But stop with the white guilt. Stop with the whining. Stop with the moaning. Stop with all of this stuff. Let's celebrate this year. Let's celebrate this Thanksgiving. Let's celebrate the fact that we live in an amazing nation, the greatest of all time, under freedoms that are just incredible, at the best time in the history of times. And we've got lots to look forward to. We do. I was laughing today just to talk about the greatness of our country, right? We've got these magazines because we moved into our new studios and the other people that were here had all these hoity-toity magazines. And I'm like looking through them and I'm thinking to myself, I would love to have first world problems if I live somewhere else. Should I get breast augmentation or tummy tuck? I can't find anything on Netflix. We fight over what should be on somebody's cup's name at you know, Starbucks. I mean, that's like that is the first worldiest problems ever. Those problems started a long time ago. The march to first world problems came when some people set sail for an opportunity they thought was on the other side of the world. Stop your bitching. Stop your moaning. Put on your big kid, big boy, big girl pants and panties. And just deal with it. Please. Simple as that. Speaking of dealing with it, your family's coming over. I know it. You know it. I know it. You know it. I know it. You, me, I. Oh, they're coming over, and you're going to have a headache, and you're going to be dragging. It's going to be so tough. Well, let me tell you something. Rather than go grab a Coke or one of these, like, soda drinks, or rather than go any of those energy drinks, and some of those things, by the way, some of those things have, like, radiation or radioactive material. Instead of grabbing that stuff, why don't you think about something good for yourself? Super Beats. That's right. Super Beats. I carry my Beats everywhere I go. And I take my Super Beats every single day. It gets me through the day with zero crash, none of that high sugar, any of that stuff in there. It is amazing. Gives me the boost I need. And it's functional food. What's that mean? Well, it helps with your circulation. It's loaded with dietary nitrates, which help produce nitric oxide in the body. And that's where that real energy comes from. And it gives me the boost all day that I need without the crash. And within 20 minutes, you will feel the difference. Now, you're going to go. You're going to spend time with your family this holiday. And you're going to think, you're going to see Beats, and you go, I take my Super Beats. I don't need those Beats. And you know what? My Beats taste better. Do your Beats taste better, Phil?
My Beats do taste better. As a matter of fact, I'm not really feeling that well today, and I just took Super Beats before the show, along with some ibuprofen, and I'm feeling better. And it tastes great, and I can feel the energy, because I felt like I've never gotten up this morning, and now I'm energized, and I'm ready to run the show, and it really tastes good.
Phil he's running in slow motion. He's almost in reverse. But because of the Super Beats, he's plowing forward and doing it in a healthy way, kids. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You're also going to get nitric oxide indicator strips. What are these things? Using before and after. Make sure they're working in your body. Plus, you're going to get a book called Beat the Odds free, and it all comes to you with free shipping. It's guaranteed your money back. They put their money where their mouth is, and trust me, it tastes delicious, and you won't ever have to ask for your money back. Go to chadbeats.com. That's chadbeats.com. Or call 800-561-2677. That's 800-561-2677. Or go to chadbeats.com and order today. Oh, kids, our show is so full of stuff. It's amazing. We had to actually have extra stuff. That's how big it is.
Chad Stuffing Benson. For Thanksgiving.
The Chad Benson Show.
I mean, this guy's a total whack job.
Donald, you've already broken a promise. Donald announced today through Carrie Ann Conway that there will be no investigation of Hillary or the foundation. There will be no investigation of any of this stuff. There's going to be no prosecution. The chance of lock her up. They're not going to happen, kids. I told you that. You got to listen to me. They're not going to happen. It's time that we just let this go. I think he won. I think he wants to move on with it. I think he wants to get to the point where he can just put this all behind him and try to do what he wants to do, which is govern this country the best way he thinks he knows how. And if any indication of, I was listening to a lot of what he had to say today and what a lot of economists are saying, which is he's intrigued a lot of businesses and corporations around the world. He announced today, too, that no TPP, he will not. He's going to unravel that thing. We're not going to be a part of that thing. That's going to be the first things he does. But corporations are very interested in seeing what he's going to do. And more, they're contacting him and trying to figure out if this is going to be something that's real. Is there a way for them to actually repatriate a bunch of their money without massive taxation? The thought process is appealing to a lot. Is he going to roll back regulations enough where it's going to be, how should I say this? It's going to be tempting enough that companies that normally would definitely outsource everything will start to look into doing things here. It's about jobs. Interesting. And the reaction, because you understand, regulations and less taxations and taxation reform with the taxes that are here, if you see the Dow, I believe it closed above 19,000 today, and that's big. Remember, this was it. I mean, he was supposed to send the world spiraling out of control, but he's speaking their language. The issue that I think that people are going to have and see and that the government's having, because we've never had this before, we have a man who is a brand unto himself. We have a man that goes by one name. You've had great stars throughout history, right? Jordan. Yeah. Pele. Gretzky. Prince. Jesus. Trump. They're a brand. He's a brand. He's Nike. He's not going to close up shop. And that's the thing people are having issues. Well, he's got to close up shop. He's got to, right? He can't. We got to sell everything and put it in blind trust. You're not going to put 50 or 100,000 people out of work worldwide and put it into a blind trust. But there's going to be some conflict because his business is still going and thriving. And in 4 years, if he decides, look, I've turned the country around, it's going the right direction, I'm getting the hell out of here, he's going back to his business. He's not going to go off and write a book. He's not going to go off and build a library. And by the way, there is going to be a Trump library one day. That's hilarious. He's not doing any of those things. So there's some weirdness here in a lot of this. Because some of these people that are meeting him now and are going to be meeting him as parts of heads of states or and some of these other things, these people are at one time his business partners. So the Trump brand isn't going anywhere. And it's going to be interesting to see how this works because we've never had anything like this before. Every one of our politicians has been simply that. They didn't own anything, minus their homes and their cars. They didn't own anything. This guy owns stuff, and it's actually thriving and continuing to go forward. So this is not going to be one of those things where everything's put into a blind trust. How pissed would you be if you gave up the salary for 4 years, which he said he's going to do? He's going to take $1 a year. And he gives up all the salary, and they make him put it to a blind trust, and whoever has it runs that thing into the ground, and everything has to file bankruptcy, and you come back and you got nothing. It's just not going to happen. It isn't. It isn't. But the business side of things is going to be very interesting over the next 4 years, how the kids handle that, how they separate it, if they even can separate, which I don't know if you can. So the same thing he bitched about, you know, with the likes of, Clinton and the foundation, is that going to be there too? Possibly. It's possible. I'm not going to lie to you on that. It is Thanksgiving week. We are 2 days away from Thanksgiving. I'm going to teach you how to survive the stressfulness that is Thanksgiving. Plus, the greatest Thanksgiving episode of any television show in history. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Family time. Because of the holidays, we all get together, we hang around, we stare at each other. This holiday's a little bit different. You got generations showing up, right? You got generations coming to houses. You have grandma and grandpa, usually more conservative. Mother and father, maybe a split there. One a little bit more conservative than the other. Then you're going to have the kids and the grandkids. The grandkids, nobody cares about. They're running around. But those young teenagers, early 20-somethings, there's going to be issues. There's always issues, right? What don't you do? You never talk politics or religion at any kind of family function. Like, you just don't do that because that doesn't lead to anything good. It only leads to bad. It only leads to fighting. It only leads to yelling and screaming, and people get pissed off. You don't do it. But this year is a little bit different than previous years. And it's pretty simple. Donald Trump won. Hillary Clinton lost. A younger generation is already thinking Thanksgiving's horrible. Thanksgiving's the worst. Thanksgiving sucks because of the white suppression and whatnot. And now you've got a guy in the White House who they can't stand. And mom and dad and grandma and grandpa may have helped them. Grandma and grandpa are already politically incorrect. They're already the kind of people that you know, you can't stand grandma and grandpa. You used to love grandma and grandpa, right? Can't stand them now. So how are you going to survive? First and foremost, take a deep breath. Right, that's the number one thing. take a deep breath and remember they're your family. And a lot of times that same grandma and grandpa whose politics you hate, or that uncle whose politics you can't stand, or that aunt whose politics you can't stand, saved your ass one time or another or 100. Remember that. It's just an election. Your life hasn't changed, right? Nobody's coming and hunting you down. Why Uncle Ned may be more conservative and he may be kind of a nut job as far as you're concerned, and he may be all these things in a square, Uncle Ned also pays for part of your college, right? Why Aunt Em over there, maybe, you know what, she goes to church and she's got her book club and she's really kind of conservative and she's kind of a square for sure, right? She's not one of the hipster kids. She helped buy your car. Remember that. Some things you got to remember. First thing you need to do is just put it all aside and realize you're here with your family, right? And it's okay. You're not supposed to agree with everything with your family. You're not supposed to agree. Remember that? Mom and dad got on Facebook and you went to Instagram. The minute they find Instagram, you're going to go somewhere else. The only place they can't go is Tinder. And if you see your mom and dad on Tinder and they're still married, you got problems. But just take a deep breath. I think we have so lost ourselves on how to deal with this. We really have. So here's some of the things that you need to do. First of all, the online version of you who is angry and pissed at the world, leave that online. That's number one. Leave it online. Don't bring it with you. Secondly, if you feel you're getting uncomfortable with stuff, just don't entertain it. If you're pissing your kids off because they want to scream and yell at you because they found out you voted for Trump, and let me tell you something. Over the next 48 hours, there's going to be fights in homes because they're going to find out that dad and mom voted for Trump. Just look at your kids and say, this is the beauty of America. Teach them a little something if you have to. Teach them a little something. It's as simple as that. Teach them a little something. But always remember, it's an election. It's over. It's gone. It's done. It's dusted. We move forward. And tell them, if you guys want to change stuff, then change it. Take the little diaper pen off and change it. Move forward. But remember, they're your family and you love them. As much as they drive you crazy, as much as they rarely talk to you during the year, as much as at times you just think to yourself, oh my God, we should have just never had kids. They're your kids and you love them. And the fact is that your dad and your mom probably felt the same way about you when you came home for Christmas and for the holidays. And you don't have a lot of time like that because in an instant, it can go away. So just remember these kind of things. This is how you survive these things. Leave your online persona at home. Embrace everybody for what they are. Never raise your voice. Try to be as accommodating as you possibly can. And just remember at the end of the day, it's family. That's it. It's family. No more, no less. And the election isn't going to affect them one bit. Nobody's coming. You know, there's not Trump troopers everywhere who are out there ready to, you know, storm in and take people away. They're just angry. And let them voice some of their opinions at times. And then just talk to them. Because remember, they're around other groupthink throughout the day. So they're thinking all these things and they're getting fed all this stuff. And it ain't turkey. It's baloney. And when they come home, they've heard a bunch of stuff, but they've not heard another side. This is where diversity can really start to happen. Now, we've gone from something that was very, very serious to something that, producer Phil, is this not one of the great, being in radio, first of all, we all love it. But is this not, if maybe singularly, the greatest episode of Thanksgiving shenanigans ever?
Absolutely the best.
And I talk to many people outside of radio about this. And it is, to me, one of the greatest Thanksgiving episodes of anything. I like it better than the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special. I know, for some of you out there, what? But no, it's true. It's true. So this was set in a little city called Cincinnati and a radio station called WKRP. And it's their Thanksgiving episode that was famous with Les Nessman, a helicopter, some turkeys, and a live broadcast.
The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a duck. dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Third. There's no parachutes yet.
Happy skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking!
I remember watching that as a kid with my family, and just watching Les Nessman and just watching the whole thing. And if you're going, what is that show? It was a show that came out in the 80s, and it was called WKRP, about a struggling radio station in Cincinnati. And the episode that was just so amazing, and as you heard it there, is he's announcing that they're throwing turkeys out of a helicopter. They're throwing turkeys out of a helicopter because in radio, we love to do dumbass things, right? That's the thing we love to do. Any kind of shenanigans we can do, anything to get publicity, anything for this stuff. Well, they thought this was a great idea. Continue on, sir.
Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes. I just went to the windshield of a parked car. It's terrible. Running around pushing each other. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the humanity. Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
The thing that made it so great about this, and just remembering this when I was watching it, is the fact that you can picture the turkey falling from the sky and the theater of the mind. But the thing that always makes me laugh is, if you've ever watched the show, Les Nessman was the roving news reporter that he was. They wouldn't even give him a car. He drove around on a moped, and he was such a nerd, and he was terrified of everything. And the fact that the turkeys are hitting the ground, and the fact they're splattering everywhere, and he's doing it, trust me, kids, being in radio, this is not the most insane thing I've ever heard. That's the thing that's scary. Having been in radio long enough to know, this is not the most insane thing. Continue on.
Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. You just tuned in. The Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkey. Film at 11.
Just so amazing. The entire cast, all of that stuff. But I just remember, you know, like all of us as we get together this holiday, these are the things that you remember. Little stuff like this. It's Christmas time. Those same kids that are going to be pissed off at you because you voted for Trump are going to be those same kids that used to get excited for Christmas. So we're all sitting around the table, we're all bitching and moaning, and it's going to happen. Because we've become a divided nation through our politics right now and through thought police. But the thing I love about these kind of things is these are memories. And memories are amazing. And those are the things we have to take with us. So this week, when, you know, the in-laws are there and everybody's there and people are fighting and arguing and they're fighting over this and they're fighting over that and the kids are loud and the whole nine yards, we can all take a step back and remember the memories of this because these things aren't here forever. And we can remember the memories of the greatest, stupidest television show of all time. And the fact that, yes, they did drop turkeys from a helicopter. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show as well, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Cincinnati WKRP.
I tell you what, we got a lot of people texting in going, I swear I thought turkeys could fly. So awesome. That was amazing. Absolutely. It is our last show before Turkey Day, so we're going to talk a bit about what's coming out movie-wise. By the way, movies are going to be big starting, I guess they hit a lot of them hit the theaters tonight. I think Bad Santa opens, which is a definitely a Chad Benson movie. Bad Santa. Rules Don't Apply. Is it Moana? I don't know. That's the Disney movie. You know, I'm going to screw that up. Allied as well. They all open up. Well, many of them will open up tonight, but tomorrow officially. I think that one, that's the one with Rock. So that should be an interesting one to see how this plays for Disney. And he sings in this one, too. Man, that guy said he's going to run for president. That's a guy that runs for president. You go, I'll listen to that guy. I'll listen to that guy. That's a guy you're like, I see what you're doing here. I see what you're doing. And I might go see Bad Santa, too. I might throw down the gauntlet and go see Bad Santa. I saw Bad Santa, and it's like we were talking today about, like, great Christmas movies. Like, but, like, Christmas movies that are, like, you start watching. Like, Christmas Vacation's amazing. I love The Ref. Did you see The Ref, Producer Phil?
Come on, you know I don't go and see movies.
Yeah. The Ref was great. It stars Kevin Spacey and Dennis Leary. It's amazing. Came out in like 93, 92. Just hilarious movie. Vacation, Christmas Vacation's great. And we were talking today, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? I don't know. Maybe. So Bad Santa, though, Moa, Rules Don't Apply, which is that new Warren Beatty film, and Allied with Brad Pitt. Those things are coming out. And I'm sure it's going to be, this couple of these movies. I think Rules Don't Apply. Like, I would see three of these movies. I don't know if I'd see Allied, but I'd see three of these movies. Definitely, for sure. That's your viewing. If you're too busy arguing with your family, you're like, I'm out. We're getting kids. Get the car. We're going to a movie. Take them to see Bad Santa. And if they're a little younger, take them to see Moa or whatever it is. I can't say it. Don't get mad at me. Football also Thursday. Vikings-Lions kick it off. Everybody always gets mad at the Lions because they play every year. Then you've got this game with the Cowboys. Phil, who are the Cowboys playing?
They are playing my beloved Redskins.
Your beloved Redskins. Now, this is game time right here. You guys have a chance to because right now in the NFC, it's a two-horse race. It's Seattle and it's the Cowboys. And I don't, at this point in time, I think I'd give Seattle a little bit of an edge, but it's going to be close. But you know what? That third team I might put in there, it might be the Redskins. And I'm still hopeful
for a wild card.
Yeah, there's a chance. There's a hell of a chance. And then at night, you got the Steelers and the Cowboys. The Steelers and the Colts. And I don't think what's-his-name's going to be playing by the sounds of it, which will be Andrew Luck, whose luck apparently ran out, and he's got a concussion. So he probably won't be playing. So that's your adventure there. Then you flip over to Black Friday. It's Black Friday, or we run to the stores and we buy things for people that they probably don't deserve, but because we want to, we do, and we get there. And let's be honest with ourselves. Many of you peruse through there and you're like, well, that's a 60-inch TV for $298. I might try to pick that up for myself. It has nothing to do with Christmas. This is all to do with you. All to do with you. Some of the, let's see here. Walmart's going to be open Thanksgiving Day through Black Friday, open at 6. Victoria's Secrets is open 5 to 10 on Thanksgiving Day. Same things with Toys R Us. Target is open on Thanksgiving Day. Same thing. Sears as well. Sam's Club. Nordstrom's is only going to be open. They're going to be open 8 a.m. on Black Friday. Macy's is open on Thanksgiving Day at 5. Kohl's and Kmart open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Have you ever shopped, Producer Phil? Have you ever gone out and done the Christmas thing?
No, I refuse.
Oh, it's great. I like it because I get in the spirit. Even though I don't buy anything, I just like it. I think it's great. But we're trying to figure out what the hottest toy is. Like, what's the toy that every kid wants? I have no ideas. I have never heard of this. Producer Anthony and I were trying to figure out what the hell it is. I was talking to our pal Lisa, Phil, and she's like, don't say anything. You can't say anything because this is what the kids want. It's called Hatchimals. And these are the breakout toys of the year. That's what they're saying. And it's manufactured by a company called Spin Master, and they're interactive bird-like toys, and it bursts out of its eggs, and you take care of it. The kids do. It starts out like a toddler, and it grows up to be, a little bird-like kid. So that's like the thing. So right now, you can't get them anywhere. Like, there is no, you cannot find these things anywhere. On eBay, they're going for anywhere between $400 and $600 if you can find them. And you can't find them. In fact, when you go to many of these places, there is nowhere to find them whatsoever. There is a, now, if your kid wants it bad and you want to try to go for that, there's a website called nowinstock.net. So take this down. This just isn't for kids' toys. This is for everything. Nowinstock.net. And what it does is it tracks big box store inventories online, and it'll post to, it'll look and see what's going on, And the minute it knows it has some, it'll alert you. But you got to be quick. The problem is you have to be quick. By the time you figure out where it is and you get there, it's gone. Let's see for us, producer Phil. We're in our mid-40s. What was the big thing when we were kids?
Wow. I tell you, the best gift I ever got was my Atari 2600, which I still have.
Yeah, I think I got an Atari for my birthday, which is right around Christmas. But I also got a bike. I got my Skyway. It was awesome. I got my Skyway. I remember that. That was still one of those things. And I remember my Pac-Man watch. Oh, Cabbage Patch Kids. Absolutely horrific. You could not find. My sister wanted a Cabbage Patch so bad. Like, that was the thing to have. But I can't. But you're right, though. Atari or Nintendo. Like, those were the things. But not like this nowadays. I mean, some of these people go to just absurd lengths to get these things. Hatchimals, or whatever they're called. Can you eat them? That's what I would do. I'd stand there, look right at the guy, and go, are these things edible? They're not? Do they taste like unicorn? Oh, that'd be good. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Wouldn't it be great if one of those things hatched and it was real pterodactyl and it just ate your kid? Chad, you're the worst. Happy Christmas. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.